Good morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
2022 is almost done. It's been an interesting year, to say the least, adjusting from restrictions and isolation of COVID to somewhat of the normal sense of everyday life, although still taking some precautions, because who wants to get sick, right? Just this past week, as some of you may know, my daughter, Dylan, was sick. It was definitely hard for us seeing her suffer so much, especially so close to Christmas time when we have all of our celebrations. We had missed our Sunday school's Christmas last week, our Christmas party last week, because she had just started her illness. Her body was extremely hot to touch. She would sweat so much in her sleep. She would be inconsolable because she's crying all the time. At the top of her lungs, I knew that she was exhibiting these symptoms because her body was fighting off a virus. But at the same time, I was extremely frustrated to the point of crying because I couldn't figure out what was wrong so I can help her better. It made me feel so helpless. Our memory verse from our anniversary, our 31st anniversary, just this past October, is give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I wondered, how can I be thankful for this? How can anyone be thankful for being sick or seeing their loved ones sick and suffering? I continually prayed throughout the week and at the times when I was most frustrated for God to take away her pain, heal her, and help her to become healthy again. I was thankful for the small wins when she would actually eat something or drink something, but during the tough and frustrating times, I can honestly say that I wasn't thankful. It's not until I started preparing for this morning that I fully understood what it meant. Paul says to be thankful in all circumstances, not for. If I look at the bigger picture, I'm a first-time mother and I'm still learning at every stage of and season of Dylan's life. It's a never-ending process. This was an opportunity to mature as a mother and in my faith. I should have been thankful not for Dylan being sick, but for the opportunity to build character and to remind me to lean on the Lord, because clearly I couldn't do anything to help my daughter. But look at her now, she's happy. She's back to her energetic self, and praise the Lord. So this Christmas, I pray you can be thankful in all circumstances the season brings. It's generally a great season for everyone, but for some it can be a tough season, especially if somebody is the first Christmas with a lost loved one, so it might be hard for some. It's easy to be thankful for the good times, but it's in the tough times where you mature in faith and character. Merry Christmas, everybody.